Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Candy. How may I assist you today?
Hey Candy, I had just called you about that order.
Yes, ma'am.
On my son's saying that he didn't purchase that. So where has it been sent to?
Can I get that zip again?
28762.
It was being sent to that 150 North Cemetery Street, Old Fort.
That's where it's been. Both of those items are shipped to 150.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
It says that it was the... Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so the product was originally on trial. It says that it was ordered on the 8th of December for $14.15 altogether, $7.45, and $6.70 separately. But like I said, it was on a 14-day trial. So when no one called to cancel, that's what those newer charges were for, the full price of those products.
So
you think he received any of them?
I don't know if he did or not, but I know ain't no big bottle or nothing came through the mail that I've seen. But anyway, it's on my card. Is there any way you can stop payment on that and don't send nothing?
Yes, ma'am. I can't go ahead and cancel you out. Give me just a moment. Okay. And just to be sure, miracledrip2020@gmail.com. Do you know if that's a good email address for your son?
What is
miracledrip2020?
That ain't the one I know.
Would you like for me to change the email address, or
I just don't want him to use my card. Period.
Oh no! Only reason I ask is because the cancellation email was gonna come to the email address on file.
Well, yeah, put it to it. If that's what he gave or whoever gave, put it to it. But I just don't want that purchase on my card.
Yes, ma'am, I'm almost done. Okay. So I do have that account all canceled out, ma'am, so you don't have to worry about any new charges, okay?
So I'm paying for the ones that he ain't got?
If you like, I can send another set out to make sure that
I want my money returned.
That's the thing. I really can't do anything about those charges, ma'am, because they are valid. Someone did agree to those terms and conditions, ma'am. And because no one called in to cancel before the end of trial, those charges are, in fact, valid. I can't really do anything about those charges. Hello?
So, I mean, is he getting the product or what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
I can send out another complimentary set because you're saying that you didn't receive that product. I mean, it says it was delivered, but if you're saying that you didn't receive it, I can definitely send you out another set to make sure that you do at least get the product that you paid for.
But I mean, how about you just keep the product and then just take it off my car? That's my car. I don't want that. Pay no $200 for no pills.
And you didn't know that he made this charge at all?
Well, no, because if I would, I would have, you know, he wouldn't have charged that to me.
I'm going to go ahead and refund you this charge, ma'am. I'm not really supposed to, but because I understand that you were unaware of these charges and it is your card, and I'm talking to you, and it's not in your name, so I'm just going to go ahead and help you out there, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will. If he ordering stuff, he better order in his own stuff.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that refunded to you, ma'am. Now, you'll receive that refund within the next 3 to 5 business days to your account. Now, today's Saturday, so third business day is this Wednesday. Today's Sunday, so third business day is this Wednesday. The fifth business day is this coming up Friday, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
I really appreciate it.
No.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.